dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in.
In your career,
Steady J holds a title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle, cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol, jockin' some more and tearing Lamona in your divider, and if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music with hot models, we got em. Life After Dust, dust, dust by the radio, to come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio, you could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life of Dust Live. It is Wednesday, which means, you know, every Wednesday is the hump day. After Dust Wednesday is right here on the show. And, man, oh, man, y'all know how we do it. Every Wednesday, we have two packed hours, jam-packed hours at that. First hour is always the all-music hour, where we bring you nothing but music. We're talking a little bit. Very little bit in between. But other than that, you know, pretty much you got music. And then the second hour is a variety of things. Sometimes we have interviews. Sometimes we just act a fool. Sometimes we have some very freaky topics. And, of course, we have our 90 moment of the week. We do just in that hour. Well, so to put you up on game, what's coming up for today's show, we got a very, very, very special guest who will be in the building. It'll be a beautiful from model all the way from Milwaukee by the name of Dallas who will be stopping through. And we'll be chopping up with her as far as how she finds a way to be very versatile in her modeling. So I can't wait to chop it up with her about that. And a lot more stuff is up her sleeve. So, and let me also give a shout-out to this for this first hour. First hour is being brought to you in part by Audible.com, in which Audible.com is where you can get over 150,000 titles, 150,000 titles and audiobooks. And those are for the people who, heck, you don't have time to necessarily read the book and you're always on the go. You know, you can have the time to, you know, listen to a book. Heck, you're running, you want to hear some good lean lecture, that's a chance for you to do that. Or you want to hear, sometimes you're chilling at work and you want to hear something to yourself you can't quite read. That gives you a chance to do that. And you can snag a 30-day free trial. 30-day free trial by going to audibletrial.com/SteadyJ, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. And you also get a free audiobook along with it. So make sure you check them out. And enjoy. We're about to get into the music hour. The All Music Hour presented by Audible. All right, first track is we're going to bring at you. Man, who are we going to start? It's always the hardest part. Who are we going to start it off with? Man, oh, man. I'm going to start first. See, this track is coming. It's actually a video. I'm planning on being in this music video this Sunday. We're going to see. So, y'all stay tuned for that. This track is by AV the Great. It's going to Get Lifted. Can't wait, man. They're doing a video this Sunday. I want to be in it, so yes, because one of my favorite songs I am.
Yeah.
Get lifted.
What I do, man?
Get
still ain't been asleep, man. Oh well. I got a light in my right hand, though, so I guess you know what time it is.
Get lifted.
Shit,
coming live from the struggle, but still so many blessings keep coming. I ain't mad, just appreciate them. I get left it and appreciate them. You should do the same, take a blunt, roll it up and let's start with ourselves. To ourselves, we gotta act like we the best, but only me, I'm not acting, I'm a factor, they fear when they look at me, I know why, cause I'm the truth, man, I'm the truth, man, a lot of people so scared to the truth, man, so let the truth begin, the government is hell, they don't wanna see us win, so the hell with them, I hope they all burn in hell, again and again, light a blunt up in a blaze and let's get lit, the nigga float away, yes. Yeah. I'm just starting, I'm just warming up. You know, not too many metaphors and similes. I don't do all this shit, man, when I'm off the head, you know? Chicago, this Chicago, teens where you let bygones be bygones. How many Darian Albers must we see? Don't you see we all gon' be deceased if we keep killing each other every week? Shit, this man is fucked up, and ain't nobody trying to help us. Nah, man, getting lifted, appreciating life, man, I'm so glad to be alive, my granny just turned 71. It's an amazing feat. So proud of she, and she so proud of me. KV got its own companies and it's growing. Just out of town, I'ma be the greatest daddy that they ever seen. Me and baby mama, we gon' keep it clean. I'm just feeling myself right now, y'all. Got me so high, but I'm even more high off of life. The next pills is a good feeling, but just to know that I'm alive is a better feeling. Baby, in ICU, nigga, I see you trying to keep me down, but ever you can't do that now, no. Cause I got God in my life, he got me lifted in the sky, in the heavens. I'm hell bent when I'm living on these. Boy, don't make me have to f*** you up, fuck boy. Shit, but God's just doing good. And A-Tech, he didn't move out the hood. He playing for Detroit Tigers now. $1 million contracts, he getting paid now. Oh, shit, let's go. You gotta smoke to that. Congratulations. Congratulations, dog. Struggle, man. Live from the struggle, man. What can you say? We in the struggle. I'm reporting live. But even though we're struggling, we got so many blessings, man. And I'm so thankful. And you should be thankful too. Look around you. You ain't dead yet.
You are not dead, Jay. He has got that on point. Man, we're about to go on to the next track right here on the All Music Hour of Life at the Dust Live. This next track we're about to bring at you is by Chris Law. This is Mr. Flintstone. Let's do it.
Something like bam, bam, bam. The way I I'll beat the pussy up. Oh my God, I'm going,
going
in. Make a twist for you, the man. I know I'm going in.
Whoa.
I can key in the hole. You can catch me keying in. And yes, I'm on hard, like a bone and pebble's head. Dive into the pussy cannonball, blew up.
Damn.
Then I left the whole team bleeding.
Yeah.
Now she coming back for more. Oh my God, she feeling it.
Yeah.
I can't
get
out the door. And now her friends wanted to.
For real,
like I be here all night, fucking her whole crew.
Let go.
So I threw my glasses on and made it do what it do. Break talk in my eyes, cause I can't see you.
You can call me Simpson, cause I can make your film pop. Let me get a penalty, cause I keep going nonstop. You can call me Simpson, cause I can make your film pop. Let me get a penalty, cause I keep going nonstop. I keep going nonstop, I keep going nonstop. Call me Mr. Simpson, I can make your film pop. I keep going nonstop, I keep going nonstop. Call me Mr. Simpson, I can make your film pop.
I put the condom on, it's purple on like Dino. Busting nuts from a distance, you can call it free throw. Yes, I'm a winner in the game.
Winner.
Fucking bad bitches make them all go insane. Oh my God, I done did it. Oh my God, look at me now. Hoes wanna fuck me.
Yeah.
They wanna get dick.
Yeah.
Well, so you know what I'ma do. I'ma lay it on them now. You know how I get it.
Yeah.
I break the bed down.
Yeah.
I'm something like a king.
Yeah.
When it comes to the mattress, I'm the only nigga that can make shit happen.
Oh.
We can burn that thing on back and hit the split on the dick.
Yeah.
Get covered in white.
Yo,
like Will Man, yo, this bitch.
Man.
You can call me Simpson, cause I can make a film pop. Let me get a penalty, cause I keep going nonstop. You can call me Simpson, cause I can make a film pop. Let me get a penalty, cause I keep going nonstop. I keep going nonstop, I keep going nonstop. Call me Mr. Simpson, cause I can make a film pop. I keep going nonstop, I keep going nonstop. Call me Mr. Simpson, cause I can make a film pop.
Yeah, man. It's your boy Chris
Law.
If you don't get how I get it, go, 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 let go.
All right, man, we keep it going right in the All Music Hour. Life at the Dust Lives, powered by Audible.com. This next track is by King Tiff. This is Getting Money.
Money, no time for your playboy bunnies. The back lit ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate on you all cause your bitches love me, love me. We getting money, no time for your playboy bunnies. The back lit ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate on you all cause your bitches love me, love me. Let's go, I need some patrol, need two lesbos, I'm at best, so I hope they not on a menstrual, cause the boy got long testo, plus the flow like asbestos, even the best know, make him sick to the stomach, here comes the pesto, Brook norm klepto, gotta get the dollar just like klepto, mommy ain't wanna let go, try to hold on like Invo, baby moms know, I'm a professional, the curl and toes ain't from Harlem, but I travel the globe, keep the sun and shades in the air low, Gucci slippers with the Ric Flair robe, don't let me lose control of your chest exposed. I'm good with them X and O's, with a stretch flex with hoes, freaking dressed with stilettos. It's a rosé mixed with a little Julio and Jose. If you ain't sucking the fucking, it goes the doorway. BK pimp, 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 form blip. When sucking from the law, nigga move slip. Check out my outfit, check out my outfit. We getting money, no time for your playboy bunnies. The Bentley ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate on you all cause your bitches love me, love me. We getting money, no time for your playboy bunnies. The Bentley ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate on you all cause your bitches love me, love me. Niggas is mad, I get more busted. Ashtrays, spread the booty open cause I'm nasty. Bumble classes with ashy knuckles. See the bling in my Louis buckle. Down Louis to the scuffle. Throw it in the bag, nigga, I prefer the duffel. Don't mean to trouble y'all. Trouble's a
trouble and facing the double law. If you speaking raw, better have a Kevlar. Taking trips with the caviar. Married to the streets, but divorced it when they started to speak more about equity and moving the streets. We made leaps and bounds to relocate cases, part of town. Not in the strong, bitching on the mound. Now my thoughts profound, keep the booty around. I'm surrounded by maples and oaks, lawyers, doctors, retired folks. Pop champagne on the yacht, you on the boat, I hope you close.
We getting money, no time for your playboy bunnies. The Bentley ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate on you all, cause your bitches love me, love me. We getting money, no time for your playboy bunnies. The Bentley ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate on you all, cause your bitches love me, love me.
All right, man. Yeah, man, we doing so. Shoot, we about 15 minutes in so far to the show. I'm going to keep it going right here in the All Music Hour of Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Fetty J. This next track is going to be by my boy, Martin Carr, who will be here on Monday. So, calling all the way in from the UK. That is bananas, man. We're going to get on to this other track that is as hot. This is hot as Getaway. This is S for You.
There's no
y'all. We're going to get to the next track right here in the All Music Hour of Life That Does Live, powered by Audible.com. This next track is by Key Harper. This is Say Girl.
Say, baby, can I talk for a minute?
We're going to keep it going, y'all. I'm going to go to the next track. It's about my girl, T. Hollaby. This is Break Up. She just went to celebrate her birthday this weekend, man. Happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to her. Here we go, T. Hollaby, Break Up.
Break up. trust. There was no more up. Where can we go from here? If I can't believe a word you say, what can we do to make this thing right? If I'm checking your cell phone every day, how can this still be good? If you make me feel oh so bad, who has your love to hold your heart? It's where you should have been from the start. Why you breaking my heart? I gotta know what to do, baby. Cooking dinner, find you and a Range Rover. I gave you my heart, I gave you my time. Do anything at the drop of a dime. Somebody else entered your phone. I thought that I was losing my mind. And on top of that, you told me
where can we go from here?
If I can't believe a word you say,
what can we do to make this thing right?
If I'm checking your cell phone every day, how can this good? If you make me feel oh so bad,
who has your love to hold your heart?
It's where you should have been from the start. Why you breaking my heart? I gotta know what to do, baby.
Alright, y'all, that brings us halfway through the All Music Hour right here on Life It Does Live, powered by Audible.com. This next track is by Kawana Jackson. This is coming out right here on Life It Does Live, All Music Hour.
I just can't.
All right, we're back right here on Life at Dusk Live, our music hour on Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. And we're going to keep it going, man, because this is our music hour for a reason. So the next track coming at you is Purple Skies. Let's get it. Alright, y'all, this next track is by Seven Gavay, and this is Fade Away.
Fade away. Arcana on the counter, you interested in the glass? I follow where my heart tell me to go at you. So if I fix your ass, proof, baby, you know ass. Whisper in your ear, or for a letter word. Cause you're worthy of all, you're the king to my throne within my walls. Complexion, your eyes, and my body invites that common interest that we share. Gonna be time of the night, you give me smiles on the other day. Start walking my mental clever, Cuban fresh prince cigars. Like, can we fade away? Like you in my dreams, you're my hidden charm, my friend Angelico, like honey caviar. You handle your beard, plus you with it. Speak of money, language, she other cats are related. But we fish you in subliminals of the world. Beauty is in the eye of beholder, golden of girls, and I rock your world. Kisses liquid inside, body units wide. What matters and needed, why? Dirty Diana, introduce Mary Jane. May we accompany your presence for a while. Reverie, a fancy 100%. Is this my cue is verse? Doses of emotion, I'm wishing upon an overpraying top of those. Polished by Glenn O'Brien, a lion when he roars. I am standing beside, no matter either or. We'll celebrate with the finest of cognac. Rolling to the wheels, fall in case you didn't know that. Plenty people come and go, I'm here forever on that. Hoping that we pass the time. I wanna be sleeping in between your arms when death enters my flesh. Believing, knowing I'm blessed, can we fade away?
Keep it going, man. This next track right here in the All Music Hour of Life After Dusk Live, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday, is the same old thing by Trey Capone.
My name is Trey, very nice to meet ya. Had to come and greet ya, I was stunned by your feature. Sexy, elegant, proper swag with some ass. What more can I ask? On Rodeo with your bag. Chillin' with your girls, having like they sharing ass. seen you from away, couldn't let you get away without an introduction, hoping we could make it something. Don't need to make assumption, but you stressing over something. I see it in your eyes, for some good and hidden vibes. Surely she replied, why do every nigga lie? When niggas don't lie, it's just the truth hurts. She replied, difficult, nigga, it's not that difficult. Life up and down, seesaw, it's not a miracle. Round. And I'm tired of the same old thing that goes down. It's just the same old question today. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. Said first month cool, second month straight, third month we argue, even having a fight, fourth month I catch you up with another ride, but baby don't trip, I know that that's life. Sorry to disappoint, but your boy's nothing like the other ones you been with. I treat you like a prince, plus stroke came good, no needing to knock on wood. I know I'm misunderstood, heart broke, acting like you should. I'm in plus pain, can heal all pain, and I see it in your eyes that you tripping on some pain. I understand what you're going through. It's like this. Ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Head keeps spinning round and round. And you can't take no more. I do too much in a day. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. I do too much in a day, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. It's just the same old thing. All right, man, we'll keep it going. We got 13 minutes left. I think these last two tracks will get it, but if not, we'll have another one for you. This next one is Get to the Money by my boy Spinner, one of my favorite songs. The classic, like classic song that we have had so long on the switchboard. So here we go. I gotta get to that money, oh, wow. Right here on Life That Does Lies, All Music Hour on Hump Day After Does Wednesday. Yeah, yo.
Ha-ha, money on my mind all the time, money on my mind all the time, yeah. Gotta get that money, gotta get that money, gotta get that money, hey, hey, gotta get that money, gotta get that money, gotta get that money, yeah. I'm chasing paper like I'm running in a relay race. Money on my mind all the time, nothing take its place. I treat my money like a hoe, I spend it, then I get some more. Money is my best friend, you know what I'm saying for. I like the sight of money, I like the smell of money, I like the way it sounds
when I'm stacking in my honey.
Yeah, I toss it everywhere. Money throwing all in the atmosphere. Got some belts It don't matter though, cause I ain't worried about your girl. I'm thinking about getting dough, making that money overflow, for sure.
Do it. Turn around now, do it.
play. So I'm on a random commercial break for a second, if you guys don't mind, for the last song.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar, get the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts. Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
All right, y'all. We're getting ready to go into the last track, the surprise track of the hour, of the All Music Hour, wrapping it up. Man, I'm for this. So y'all finna be like, what the heck? Did he just throw this up out of nowhere? I'm going to throw something weird at y'all, man. I'm like, what the heck? He played this song? So, yes, we got to do it like that. So, and it's a reminder. Anytime you ever want to know what songs we play for the All Music Hour, we do something where you can go to the Spot Facebook fan page. All you do is go to facebook.com/THE. That's the Dustspot, DUSKSPOT. Go there, you can like the fan page. And then we always post a radio show. We always put in the highlight so that you can see it perfectly. And the radio shows always show underneath it in the comments. You'll be able to see the playlist for that respective show. So make sure you definitely check it out there. You know, a lot of artists working hard every day, man, you know, being on the show and with whatever, man. So definitely, and if you're trying to figure out how to get your music on here, all you got to do is become a member. It's free. Mind you, it's free. Become a member at DuskSpot.com, DUSKSPOT.com, and you can get your music played right here on Life at the Dust Live. Every now and then we throw in a random industry song and just throw you the heck off. And heck, we're going to go ahead and do this. It is hump day. We're going to throw something on it. It's going to like, about drive some people nuts. Like, are you serious about this song? So, yes, man. This song we're playing now is going to end the All Music Hour, leading into the second hour with our special guest today. Again, my girl, Farley from Milwaukee, Model Dallas. So there we go. We're about to get into this track. Y'all tell me what it is. I don't think I need to even say it. I'll let it speak for itself. All right, we'll be back.
Excuse me. Shorty was all right, let me go in the club, man. All right, bro, you got some? Bro, I mean, one once again, bro. All right, fuck with me. I'll see you now. Oh.
Round of applause, baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Round of applause, baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, baby. Drop it to the floor and bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it. Drop it down and just
bust it like you can't afford a car. You a star, you look in the mirror, you know who you are. Right, cool, take it low, take it way lower than that. I fly private when I go, ain't no layover on that. Yeah, I made it to the top, took a seat, still sitting, man. I'm up at stadium in D.C., still tipping, man. She could've paid tuition 5 times, still stripping. I just throw a couple bills and she'll have a pair of heels. Oh no, there I go, magic tricking on your ass. Go every president except for Nixon on your ass. Make you rich, I feel like I should make commission on your ass. Wonder what you'd ever do if I went missing on your
round
ass.
Round of applause, baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Round of applause, baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it. Bust it, baby, drop it to the floor and bust it, 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 drop it down and just
bounce that ass, shake that ass like the twerk team. Hair long, ass fat,
shout at me. That girl look like Holly Berry when I'm on the beam. When I hit the scene, girls yelling and they scream. Flocker, can you be my baby daddy?
Yes.
Pimpin' like I'm Dolomite. Hoes up in my caddy. Smoke like I got cataract. In the strip club throwing up the fat. Got rats on top of rats. Bust that push, make that ass clap, clap, clap. I ain't done with you, baby, bring that ass back. Still got 20, still got 50s, even got them hundreds. Throw some money, I'ma let it go. Walk a flock of flame, better known as Rico, let it go.
Baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Round of applause, baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it. Baby, drop it to the floor and bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it. Drop it down and just
bounce that ass, shake that ass like the twerk team. Bust it, like the twerk team. Bust it, like the twerk team. Rich squad Monopoly, shouty, that's my home team. All the smokers, that gangsta green. Can't do no G-to. I need a classic girl in the bed, she gotta be a freak hoe.
Bust it,
lay down on that floor, girl.
Bust it,
give me some more head, girl.
Baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Round of applause, baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it. Baby, drop it to the floor and bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it. Drop it down and do.
All right, we're back, we're back. All Music Hour is straight, it's right here on Life at Dusk Live's Hump Day at the Dusk Wednesday. All right, so, man, oh, my God. I know it ain't Monday. I know Monday is hot to Dusk Monday, and we bring you a lot of hot mess, but, man, I just can't resist the fact to see all this hot mess and hot news all at one time going on. I got it going on. So, ooh-wee, man, you know, this just drives me freaking nuts. I don't know what to say. All these people calling off weddings and all this, that, and the other. All right, so first we're going to go to wedding news, or engagement news, as I say. Apparently, Naya Rivera and your boy Big Sean are calling off their engagement. I mean, did y'all see that coming? I didn't see that. You know, I did not see that coming. You know, I'm just thinking that maybe people will actually get married. They said they won't get married. But, okay, so we got to get that a cricket. In quotes, in a release, thought in much consideration, Sean has made the difficult decision to call the wedding off. And, man, that's just crazy. I just don't say. I mean, I know people call off engagements every day, but wow. Now, you know, as far as the rumor mill, and y'all know I try to make sure I definitely make sure that I am on point of just make sure I know everything all together before I wrap it all up. It's just a whole lot, man. Let's see, there's so many things adding up. First of all, the two actually even getting engaged. They got engaged 6 months. 6 months of dating. After 6 months of dating, they got engaged. Wow. Can we get another cricket award for that? Can we get another cricket? Some people get married and whatever, but 6 months? Wow, that didn't give a time to materialize at all. I mean, it's some people, they use the marriage as a freaking Trump tool so these girls, they can not lose a chick. Like, that's how, I mean, I get mad if people do their relationships or about their relationship with her, she gonna leave. you, but you, then you're not ready for a relationship. Y'all got to get it together, man. If you don't want to marry, if you didn't want to marry the chick, you didn't really want to marry the chick, then don't do it. Because you don't want to lose her. Oh, she a bad chick in the game. Man, I don't want to lose that one. You know, that's just crazy, man. It's just, this is freaking annoying because people think that way. And it's just the same thing with relationships. A lot of these aren't sacred no more. People just do it just to be doing it. And, yes, I know divorces and stuff have been, and engagements have been getting called out for decades or whatever, but it just gets, but it just, that now is everybody's like, I'm doing me type of thing. It's getting you, it's getting worse by the minute. Like, it's just annoying. I know when economy's bad or whatever, people tend to act a certain way. You know, they tend to be more selfish sometimes. But this is just freaking ridiculous, man. I don't even know what to say. That's just crazy. Can't believe I saw that, man. That just really just, that's just wrecking my head right now. So, I don't even want to go into things that I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's true or not. So I don't specialize in bullshit, so I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it. Oh, shoot, man. Go into some good news or something that might be bad news. This depends on how you catch the cake. So, apparently, the NFL has released the 2014 NFL preseason schedule, which this will include 65 2014 NFL preseason games, which announced today. The preseason will kick off on Sunday, August 3rd. All you got to do is wait till August 3rd. Isn't that just great? And it will be in Canton, Ohio for the Hall of Fame game with the Buffalo Bills versus the New York Giants. So this will be interesting, man. Can't wait to see how that's going to pop off. To see the Bills, man. The Bills are starting. They were starting to look a little fresh last year. It was looking promising. Let's see. First week. What's coming? So first week of other schedule is including, because you know I'm going to say my boys are last. I guess I am. Just biased, what I do. So you got the Bills versus the Giants first week. You got the Bengals versus the Chiefs. Ooh, that's going to be good. You got the Colts versus the Jets. Oh, that's going to be crazy, too. Colts versus the Jets came with two hours of happen. Patriots versus the Redskins. Saints versus the Rams. 49ers versus the Ravens. Seahawks versus the Broncos. And the Cowboys versus the Chargers. I mean, this is a great, what is going on? These are known as the notable games for preseason one. Oh, my God. I don't know who came to schedule, but you, sir, or ma'am, or both, you are a genius. I want to keep you a hand for that. If that's how you kick it out this preseason, what's going to be in the season? This is just, I don't know if I'm ready. this is going to be crazy. After the Cowboys against the Chargers, man, I hope we show up and show up. I know that we ain't going to be playing complete. We ain't going to be playing starters all the way. But we got to come with it, man. I just do not want to get embarrassed. And I think maybe we need to get up a high score real bad in the preseason so that we can have some of the, you know, snuckers in the butt early and get right for the season. So, Cowboys, man, let's have a good season this year, man. That Bengals versus Seahawks is something ridiculous. The Seahawks and the Broncos, first week of preseason, and they got the Super Bowl matchup in the first week. That's going to be bananas. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited. Then they got the previous Super Bowl, the one prior to Seahawks versus Broncos. They got the 49ers at the Ravens, the Harbaugh preseason bowl. That's going to be crazy. I'm excited. Y'all just don't understand. Like, I get excited by when I see NFL back in full effect, I get excited. So, yes. Wow. So we'll see, man. That's pretty interesting. That's what to say. And the NFL's slate of the NFL has 8 nationally televised preseason games, which will feature 8 2013 playoff teams, and that's gonna be crazy. Wow, this is crazy. So yes, one of the big ones is gonna be my sister's birthday. Man, they're gonna have the Panthers versus the Chiefs. Man, who is coming to the schedule? You guys are freaking geniuses. I don't know if they give you enough credit, but you guys are geniuses. Wow. I'm looking at some more to see if I see anything else that just kind of just makes my spirit just get excited. Man, everything else, you know, is what it is. And then you follow up. Hey, we should go get some Ravens this week, too. I don't know. I'll be biased in a second. We're going to talk about my Cowboys. So you got to re-go get some Ravens week 2. We could be here. Then week 3. Who are we going to get some week 3? We're going to get the Dolphins week 3. Go there. Week 4, the Cowboys against Denver. Oh, my God. What's going on? Oh, it's not looking good. Oh. So we got to get it together, man. Okay, I'm not in the mood for it. It's not the mood. So hopefully get together. We'll go ahead and go into my quick song, and then we come back. We should have our special guest for today right here on the show, my girl Dallas. Live. See, you getting that track, man. Yeah. I see. How do I want to bring her in? Let's see. I want to make sure I put some right, so she knows where she's coming, and she knows that this place is not no game. All right, so let's go with Turquoise Jeep, Licky Sticky. Do you want that licky? And yes, and I'll also make some announcements later on the show too. You guys, look out for to make sure that you're in full effect. So stay tuned for that. And yes, man. Oh yes, I know one of the things I want to tell y'all. I want to make sure I got my system. Next week is pretty much our jam packed. Make sure you check it out again. You know, if you haven't listened to other shows on here yet, check them out. Tomorrow, you know, we do shows Monday through Thursday. Tomorrow's show will be Real Sport Radio. Check it out. If you got any letters you want to send into the Pocket Change segment, send them in, and we'll answer them accordingly. All righty. So we'll be back. Hold on. And another thing, too, if you're an artist and you're a model, whatever in the entertainment industry, make sure you join DustSpots.com. That's DUSPOT.com. DUSKPSPOT.com. All right, man. We got some small technical difficulties, so y'all gotta bear with me just a moment. And yes, it's shot to. I'm just people on Facebook today, Lord. What are they doing? I know you wanna. I saw something in my Facebook feed. I'm just not feeling. People just doing too much. All right, so hold up, and we'll cut the music break. We will have a special guest on here. So hold on, as we get the technical difficulties straightened out. So yes. And also, too, be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area this weekend. Make sure you go over to Zook Lounge in downtown Dallas. Go there, and Tiana Taylor will be hosting. So make sure you show up and show out. All right, there we go. We back in full effect. All right, we're going to go ahead and go to this track, and then we'll be back. So we go to this Turquoise G, and this is Licky Sticky. We come back, we'll have our special guests.
A tummy scratch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I feel that you and I can enjoy our time and make it work. See, I know your body is aching. Looking at the clock, you're pacing. Back and forth, cause the bubble that is waiting. Get out, you're both amazing. If you make it here, you can take care of your mind and your body, don't be scared. Even though we're apart, you'll be there. Keep your eyes closed, baby, and think clear. I need you like you need me. Cause when time comes, you'll feel me. Not once, not twice, but repeatedly. Here's a question I gotta ask you. You wanna get licky, licky, or sticky? Let's put them both together. I'ma give you licky, sticky. You wanna get licky, licky, or sticky, sticky? Let's put them both together. I'ma give you licky, sticky. With you, with you, with you, with you. Girl, I wanna get licky, sticky, girl. With you, with you, with you, with you. Girl, I wanna get licky, sticky, girl. Wanna get licky, licky, or sticky, sticky? Let's put them both together. I'ma
it's time to have sex. Read between the lines and place that S with the X. I'm trying to wipe you up so I can love you down. I travel around town to hear your ooh ah sound. I make that booty ripple. I'll make them juices trickle. I'm feeling real freaky. I might let you bite my nipple. Tonight is your choice. Yeah, baby, speak your voice. Either way we do it, I'ma have you nice and moist.
When you licky, licky, or sticky, sticky, let's put them both together. I'ma give you licky, sticky. Wanna get licky, licky, or sticky, sticky, let's put them both together. I'ma give you licky, sticky. With you, with you, with you, with you. Girl, I wanna get licky, sticky, girl. With you, with you, with you, with you. Girl, I wanna get licky. Let me increase your love and fill you up till your mind is blown. Now you feel me, listen clearly. You can buy me your scream, my baby. Let me hold you, you can hold me. This position I invest is crazy. Got your hair messed up, oh baby. Got you talking and done, you crazy. Got the same one again, oh baby. Got the ice and the honey, you freaky. Now maybe, you make me feel like this is how it should be. Let the neighbors clear us, baby.
Y'all be back in the building right here on Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Shady J. It's Hump Day at the Dusk Wednesday. And y'all know how to do it every Hump Day at the Dusk Wednesday, man. Y'all never know what the heck might be said in this show. So definitely, I hope you tuck your kids in. And you never know what I might ask, what I might say. Just don't never know. But tonight we got a special guest on the show, all the way from Milwaukee. We got the beautiful, talented Miss Dallas in the building. What's up? What's up?
What's up?
Welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And so I tell you, I always give everybody, before they come to the show, I always give them, you know, I disclaim, let them know that this is a crazy show. You'll never know what I might say, what I might not say. So, yes, you get to always be on your toes. So I hope you're ready.
That's what's up. I'm ready at all times.
All right. So first off, let everybody know two things. First off, how you got into modeling, and what made you decide to come up with the name Dallas?
Well, what made me get into modeling is just something that I just really was interested in doing, and I found some inner beauty within myself, and I found that I was pretty, and it's something I just really like to do, and it's entertainment for me, it's relaxation, and it keeps a lot of stress off of me, and it's just fun to me, and I really love it. And the name Dallas, I don't know. I just came up with that name, and I just started going by that name, and everybody really liked it and thought it was pretty cool and thought it fit me, so I just stuck by that name.
I thought you carried a name because secretly you love Dallas, and you're like, oh, I got to move to Dallas.
I really do like. I've never been to Dallas, but I have been to Houston, but I really like it down there. It's beautiful.
It's Texas, it is turned up. Yes, if you went to Houston, Houston's cool. I'm not listening to Houston. Houston's pretty cool, so I love going to Houston. But you got to go to the DF Dub so you can get the full taste of everything.
Yes, I most definitely have to come check you guys out.
Now, what was the first shoot you ever did that kind of got you started in modeling? I mean, you know, they kind of, I know you said, like, you got kind of used to doing modeling, you know, it was something that you always wanted to do, but, like, what was, like, the first shoot you ever did that made you know that you were doing the right thing?
Well, my very first shoot was very exotic. My first shoot was actually with one of my friends. It was pretty much like a... not like a girl-on-girl photo shoot, but most likely it was like very, a lot of sex appeal and very exotic. And I really liked my figure. I liked the way I looked. It was just perfect. Like, it was just really nice. And I had a photographer here in Milwaukee. His name is Maurice. And he was my first person to, you know, shoot me. And that's when I recovered and found the beauty within myself.
Oh, get the heck out of here. Maurice, he shot Keena B. He shot her for the cover two of the covers actually. For Human Canvas.
Yeah.
So wow, man. Maurice be doing it up, I see.
Yes, he do. He's one of my close friends too. Yeah, he be everywhere. He ain't wrong.
I need to hit him up because he don't even know, like, he's like, He just by default is a great supporter of what we got going on. So why? I'll tell y'all, people don't ever, I tell everybody, there's always, you never know. You know, it's always a circle of life that people know each other. So it's crazy.
Yes. Yes, most definitely.
Now, as far as, I'm actually just about the top because I know even the time you've been in so far, you had to have kind of figured this all out. What's been some of the pros and cons that you have noticed in the industry?
A lot of the cons is, like, I get to meet different people. A lot of the pros, actually. I get to meet a lot of different people. I get to work with a lot of people. I get to travel sometimes. It's pretty fun. It's pretty cool. You get to meet a lot of people, and you never know who you will run into one day. And a lot of the cons is sometimes, like, ran into a few bad photographers and tried to mix business and with other stuff, and it's just not professional at all. And something else that I have done to bring myself out a little more within my modeling is some exotic dancing. Yes, I have. And that's something else I like to do for fun. And, you know, so it's something else I do for advertisement. And a lot of people might know me by some, you know, by dancing sometimes and sometimes modeling. So I do a little bit of both here and there.
Now, I'm going to throw this at you because, you know, I don't know if I've ever asked this one particularly, but because this is because I saw this, I actually saw it's funny because Keena was talking about it. How she was saying that, hey, you know, they are dancers and models, they go to school too. You know, and, you know, it was some stupid idiot. He goes, well, you know, like he was trying to be facetious about it. Like he ain't never heard that models go to school or dancers go to school. And what's your take on that? Because I feel as if he's saying that if you're that you're all dancers are dumb or whatever, and that stereotype is played out.
Yes, well, I feel like that is a big stereotype, and that's very judgmental because you never know why a lot of girls dance. It's a lot of different reasons, and some girls, you know, take the bad route in it, and some girls take the good route in it. A lot of girls do it to pay for college and their books and their funds. Some girls do it to take care of their kids. Everybody has different reasonings. And my reasoning is just I do it for fun. You know, sometimes it can be a little extra money on the side, but it's also exposure for myself, not in a bad way, but I expose myself in a good way with what I do. And that's just something I do.
Right. And, I mean, I think it's where everybody gets to get confused, too, because they assume that, you know, just because you're naked or whatever or half naked, that means you're always doing something with everybody. But as I told people this a lot, because I get mad when I hear them say that about models, that I know plenty of women that do high fashion all the time that's more promiscuous than the girls that are exotic dancers.
Yeah.
So I get real mad behind that. Like, people don't understand. I guess because I got more my mindset, you know, I'm more open-minded about life, and so I don't put automatic labels on people.
Right, exactly. I just feel like it's not about what you do. It's about how you do it and the route you take with doing it. You know, if you go in a negative route, that's a negative route. But, you know, a lot of girls here in Milwaukee are trying to make it out of here in a positive way. Like, Keena, like, she is doing major moves, and she really, like, trying to get on top and get up out of here, which I'm trying to do the same. So I don't feel like as if every stripper is bad or if every stripper is negative or, you know, some of them have very good mindsets and positive mindsets. Like me, I go to school for criminal justice, and I'm in my third semester, and I'll be graduating soon. So, you know, dancing is just something I do for the meantime. You know, that's not something I'm trying to make a career out of, but, you know, it's fun. You know, it's kind of fun, and it helps me with a little more of my exposure with modeling. You know, just like the girls that dance in APL and the big names, you know, they model also, you know. So, you know, it's just not, it doesn't matter if you're a dancer or whatever you is. Every girl model or every girl tries to model and, you know, bring out the self-esteem. Dancing could be, you know, some girls dance and bring out the self-esteem in themselves, you know, because they don't have no confidence, you know, no self-esteem. So,
right.
You know,
here's my favorite thing, too. Some of the same people, it's some of the same people that say that. You know, why aren't they the same ones that be, they be the ones blowing their whole paycheck in the club. They be the ones that's always watching basketball wise with all these girls that, or a former service, like, ooh, I love her. You know, it's like, did you not listen to the story that she, you know, it pisses me off. Like, people don't know what they want. They so fickle about everything. It's stupid. But
yeah, I totally agree. I agree. Now, they never know, like, it's because you see that girl on TV, that girl was us once upon a time. She had to make it up to where she at, you know what I'm saying? So it's no different.
Right, and so as far as with modeling, what's something, like if you had to pick like a dream suit, everybody always has that shoot they want to do that's like really abstract or really just really throw. That's me. It can be sexy or it can be whatever. What's like the dream shoot for you that you want to do?
My dream shoot is to actually do like a really, really nice casual nude shoot when the sun is setting by the lake. That is my dream shoot.
Okay. I like that.
Yes.
And I mean, yes, I mean, we gotta see that happen. We gotta see that happen now. I'm gonna play devil's advocate because I saw you talking about this, and you kind of talked about it a little bit just earlier. As far as the good and bad of Milwaukee, what is some of the stuff, you know, because, you know, I hear stories about North Carolina sometimes. I hear the story, you know, it's just different people that say their areas or whatnot. Like, what's, like, the good stuff in Milwaukee and what's bad? Because, you know, I'm starting to see a lot of people starting to say they don't want to be there.
I mean, Milwaukee used to be a really good place, but it's really going downhill. It's a lot of crime. It's a lot of, like, hate crimes going on. It's a lot of our race, you know, just after each other. And it's just bad. It doesn't feel like home anymore. It's just like you don't know what will happen to you if you walk down a street or anything, you know, and people just getting taken away from their family left and right down here. I mean, a lot of states, you know, might have their deaths, but when it's just back-to-back and it's not even summer yet, that's just ridiculous, you know. But at the same time, it can be a good place, but it's all of what you make out of it and who you surround yourself around. But for what I really want to do in life and modeling and, you know, I want something more and better for myself, but I know I can't achieve that with being here because it's not big here for what I want to do. So I have to move around.
So. Sometimes you gotta make. Sometimes it's necessary to make a move if stuff is not making sense. You gotta make that move. So.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, heck, everybody can't say they stay in the same state the whole time. I'm from freaking Jersey originally. Now I'm in Texas, so that could tell you something.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Everywhere ain't for everybody. Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to ask you, because it is Wednesday, and it's known as Hump at the Dust Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we have what we call Naughty Moments of the Week. So, putting it on the spot, what are five of the naughtiest things that you have ever done?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
Yes, I can. What are five of the naughtiest things that you have ever done?
Oh, that's a good question. Five of the naughtiest things I've ever done. Well, I've done a lot of crazy things. Sex on a lake, sex in a car.
We can start this off. Go ahead and start from getting there, because... No, that was your thinking music, but we see you got it now, so go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, number one. So what was your first one you said? Sex in a lake.
Yes. Number two was sex in a car, which is kind of awesome. I don't know why, but it is. Some of the other naughtiest, craziest things I ever did. Oh my gosh, that's a really hard question. I've done a lot of crazy things. Streaking.
Yeah, give me the picture for that. what were you streaking at?
That's a really hard question.
Like, did you, like, because some people, they streak in the most crazy spots, like, in the middle of the college campus. There's people that have done stuff like that. I wouldn't ever do that. Not at UNC. We have not have done that. Wait, was not all that down by?
Yeah, I suck at
that.
All
right, so we got to see. So far, we got sex on lake, sex in the car, streaking, two more.
That's a good question. I really want to try a threesome, but I haven't did that yet, so I can't say that.
Two girls or two guys? Oh, I'm sorry, it was, a guy and a girl or a girl and a guy?
A guy and a girl.
A girl and a
guy
girl.
And a girl and a girl and a girl. Does whatever. Something I want to try out. See what it's like. I don't know. I just want to see what it's like. Just.
It can't be just know anybody, though. Some people just like listen.
Well, of course
girl,
not.
You know,
it can't just be anybody.
You know the thirst people that's going to get in your body. Girl, you know I got you, man.
Of course not anybody. I have to pick who
it
is.
It's got to be epic. If you're going to do it, it's got to be epic.
Yes, it really does. It's got to be exciting. It's got to be something I won't regret doing.
Okay, so, and then what's one more thing? And you said, yeah, I know, because now you just mentioned, so, that and what else?
I don't know.
All right, so I'm gonna give. So that was a pretty good list. I'm rocking with it. It was a good list.
It was, but that is a really hard question. You know how you do so many crazy things in life, and you just like you don't remember
Man.
Some of the stuff. Just,
that's why like every week is like a chapter. Like I share a different one every week for everybody, and they're like, whoa. Okay, say Jay. Maybe somebody would be getting confused. They'd be like, "Oh, that's part of the fun."
That
you
was a good one, though. That was really cool.
Those are really good ones. The lake. I haven't done the lake. I've done the swimming pool. I haven't done the lake.
Well, you have to do that.
I don't know it's a bunch of mosquitoes out there. But you in Texas, a bunch of mosquitoes come tearing your behind up. I don't know if I'm ready for that.
It's so funny.
Be mad as hell. I'm like, ow, goddamn mosquitoes.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And mosquitoes love tearing me up, so I showed them. I'll be mad as hell for the rest of the day. I'll be excited and mad at the same time. That's not a good mix.
You'll pay for it the next day, but it'll be all right.
All right, so if you had to pick five models that you like, it don't necessarily be famous. So it don't necessarily be famous. Five models that you personally have seen that you would want to work with, who would they be?
I would most definitely love to work with Keena B. I would also like to work with Lauren Shelley. And I will also love to work with, it's a lot of girls I would like to work with, actually. I know for sure I would like to work with, good question. I know I would like to work with a lot of girls in ATL, for sure. I would like to work with Big Booty Judy. Here she lives in Chicago. Yes, I would like to work with her. I like to work with a few people in the Fly Gang that's based out of Chicago. I would love to work with a few girls that's in that field. So, yeah, pretty much. It's a lot of people I would love to work with, a lot of girls I would like to work with. That's a good question. I can't think of nobody's name right now.
Yeah, usually I ask everybody, the question you ask everybody is, if you could pick three places in the world that you could visit, what would they be for, and you could stay there for 1 week, what would they be? I'm going to switch it up for you because since you are planning to move, I'm going to switch it up, which is going to be, what are the three places as far as leaving from Milwaukee and going to other places, what are three potential places you would love to live at and where and why?
I would love to go to L.A. Why? because I know I could just really, it's a lot of going on with the modeling field, and I know it will really pop down there, and I will be seen and heard about down there, and it's fabulous down there. I would also like to go to Canada in Toronto because I really want to dance at this club that I heard about. And another place I would like to go is the Bahamas just for a nice vacation and have some good food and be on the beach and have a good time and be in my bathing suit. And I would love to do some shoots down there also.
It's beautiful. So the scenery is bananas.
Yes.
There.
Yes.
All right.
That would be nice.
Okay, so let's see. Oh, man. It was one I was thinking of, and it just blew away. Oh, okay. I know. That was,
now you see how I feel right now. I'm excited.
I usually write myself down sometimes, most of the stuff. I like the Lil Wayne, the energy question. And, like, sometimes some of them go away, you know. I think, what the heck is happening? As far as on your favorite shoots that you've done so far, what would you say your favorite shoots? And they don't have to be in any particular order. What are some of your favorite shoots? And kind of describe them for us.
Well, some of my favorite shoots.
Yes, that you have done so far.
Some of my favorite shoots that I have done so far was the girl-on-girl shoot. I really liked it that, and it, like, blew up quickly. That was one of my first shoots. Another shoot that I really liked it was I did another shoot, and I had, like, my own background. Like, I wrote on the board, and I put all types of stuff all over the board, and I had, like, some dance heels on and some cute little shorts. And, you know, I had my nipples covered with tape. That was one of my other favorite ones. And I will be posting that on the site tonight so you guys can see exactly what I'm talking about. And another one of my favorite photo shoots is when I did, like, sort of like an African hairstyle and a nice little formal casual dress, like in the downtown scenery area here in Milwaukee. That was another one of my favorite photo shoots.
Oh, you talking the one with the green dress on.
Yes, that was my favorite one because, like, I did something totally different. I did a hairstyle pent up and something I never did before, and it actually turned out perfect. So that was another one I was kind of amazed by.
Yeah, it looked natural. It didn't look like you were out of the element. Like, you didn't, because some people, they can't switch between styles very well. Some people just can't do it. Like, you did it kind of flawlessly. Like, you did, because you done a lot of provocative stuff, kind of, you know, making the eyes go woot woot. And then you hit them up every now and then with something that they don't expect. It's cool because it doesn't look like that. You don't feel like you're out of place. It looks like you naturally are doing it. And as far as, you know, with the industry, you know, from your personal point of view, how important is that for people to understand that you got to do that in order to grow? Because some people, they stay in one area, like, oh, I only do high fashion. Oh, I only do high candy. You know, it's kind of, you know, you got to, you want to win, you got to kind of do a little bit of everything.
Right, yes. Like, with my modeling, like, I most definitely try to think outside of the box and do something that no one ever did or no one ever seen. And if they did see it before, I try to make it, you know, to where they're like, wow, you know, I have to look at this picture, you know, not just pass it up, you know, because if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, it gets boring and you don't get the attention from your audience or your crowd or whoever is paying attention to your work, you know, it gets boring over time and it's just like, oh, she does the same thing. We don't want to see that, you know, because if you want to be picked up or seen by something or somebody or someone, period, in general, you know, you have to switch it up and do something to make them feel like, you know, something unique or draw their attention. You know, you got to have something to draw their attention. You can have a nice background. You can have an amazing background, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you have that perfect, you know, face and your eyes and everything just right on point, you know, they ain't even going to think about your background because you're going to make that background, you know? So it's all about, you know, being different and thinking outside the box and doing something that you don't normally do.
Exactly. You put that very eloquently.
Yes.
Man, cause I get tired. Some people just piss me off, like. They hate on somebody, they stuck in one zone, they hate on somebody else because if they're not doing the style that they don't want to do, they hate on them.
Exactly, and I feel like it ain't enough room to be even hating. You know, if we're going for the same thing, you know what I'm saying, learn from me and I'll learn from you and we could blow up. Ain't no need to hate, you know, just get it together, you know. And just make the best out of it, you know. If it ain't working out for you, you know, maybe it's not for you. You know, everything not for everybody. Everybody got different talents, and everybody got different things they can do well. So.
All right. So what's some of everyone's favorite features of you that they love the most? That they tell you as far
I'm sorry,
as like, your body feet as far as your body features and whatnot. What are some of the things that people say they love about you most?
A lot of people say they love my eyes and my legs, for sure. My eyes and my legs and just my appearance as a person, period. You know, a lot of people love my legs and my eyes, for sure, and my lips. Those are three things that stands out to a lot of people.
Yeah, because you have that innocent look that reels you in. It's like, hey,
exactly.
It's like, whoa. And you like, you know, it depends on what pictures they saw first, and they're like, oh,
right.
She popped up on us. But it's just how tall are you?
I'm only like 5'2", 5'3". Not that tall. Maybe my heels just probably make you think I look tall, huh?
Oh, no. Not because Keena is the same way. Keena's short, too. Yeah, y'all some shorties up there.
Yes.
We a lot of us eat bean stalks down here, so that's why we, you know, we're like Amazons.
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to go to a quick song. We come back, I'm going to got some final questions for you. And I got some announcements, everybody, so check in. So everybody stay tuned. Got about 12 minutes left of the show, and then we'll be back right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. Who do I want to play? I'm going to be really ratchet. Now I'm going to play K-Stylus. I ain't going to tell you what song. Just got to listen. Here we go.
Nice little ass back there.
Booty me down, down. 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 Booty me down.
Booty me down. Take it to the ground. Bring it back up. Gimme now. She a bad bitch. Make it bounce, bitch. I make it rain, trick. This a strip of shit. Then I gear down, make it wiggle down. Left ass cheek, right cheek now. Hit the splits now, making pussy sounds. 3-point stance, time to get it now.
Booty me down, down. 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 Booty me down.
And if she not about it, step up out my office. Got my homies now, she booty them down. We took it to the crib, gang that booty down. I'm talking 50 shit, time to get around. Twerk special session, it's time to get it now.
Booty me down, down. 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 Booty me down. Put it me down, put it me down, put it me down, put it me down.
booty me down, down, 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 booty me 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 down, down, down.
They trying to marry them, ma'am. No, not everybody's trying to take you on. Not everybody's trying to marry you. Get over yourself. All right, we're back. All right, and we got the beautiful talented Dallas in the building. It was, you know, I called her out, y'all, at the beginning of the show. I said, since she goes by the name Dallas, you got to come to the DF Dub. It's just, it only makes sense. It only makes sense. So, yes. Oh, man. So, as we got about 8 minutes left over, I'm going to put you on the spot. In which, question being, because I'm going into the reason why, and I was about to go into the background of how I met some of the people that I met on the show. And kind of going into that, what made you say, man, I want to be in Human Canvas? Cause this is how we've been hurting up in Lincoln. She saw Human Canvas, he said, ooh, I want to be in it, and hit me up. So how did that all go? What made you, what drew you to Human Canvas, and what drew you to the brand, period?
What brought it to my attention was, you know, I was doing a little searching and browsing. I was like, man, I've seen a lot of girls been on this magazine cover. Why can't I? Let me hit him up because I really want to be on his magazine cover. It looks nice, and it looks like he's blowing up a lot of girls. So let me get him a call. Let me get him a hit on Facebook or something because I'm ready to get to the top, too. I want Texas to know who I am, too. So let me hit him up ASAP as soon as possible.
All right, most definitely. You know, so yes, I mean, it's just crazy. A lot of people, you know, some people, it's always weird, their story, you know, how they just run into the, oh, yeah, just coming. But, yeah, I always love it. Because sometimes I find myself hitting other people up, but it's kind of, it always throws me off with somebody I don't know at all. I mean, you know, you never knew everybody in the industry from jump.
Right.
But it always just throws me off when people approach me and say, I'm still in the state of, you know, I'm just that humble to me that, yeah, okay, yeah, I might be doing great work, but I'm still always, because the humble side of me, it's always amazing to see, like, wow, people, like, really be checking for stuff I do like that. And people I didn't have to,
yeah,
I didn't have to convince, they were already bought into the brand by me having to convince them.
Yes, most definitely.
All right. So, making some announcements. Make some announcements. First of all, make some announcements about Human Canvas coming up because a lot of y'all be taking y'all's Maryland time. And y'all know how I don't like last minute stuff. So, I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. See, all this stuff is coming up. We got the next three issues submissions up there. So yeah. And you got, and let me put it to you this way. You gotta move quick, cause people move quick. People move like freaking roll running around this mug. You gotta be ready to move quick. So that being said, we got the next three issues. Issue number 8, the submissions for that are due April 20th. There are only 2 slots left in issue number 8. Only 2 left. So yeah, I gotta move quick. I try to make it first. I make it first come, first serve. That have good quality, but what? I'm gonna let you know. Go take it back and redo it. So yes, and that's what you guys do. You gotta be about it. as you're trying to grow, you got to be tough. So, yes, there's only two left. Make sure you come with it. And the reason why I say don't wait till the 20th or something, because when your stuff isn't on point, I tell you you need to re-edit or something. So now you got to tell this photographer or whatnot to re-edit something, and they might not get it done quick. And now you're going to be stuck, and you're going to miss the deadline. So I always try to submit stuff early. Yes, the deadline is whatever, but don't act like this is not a college paper where you do the college paper the day before the intern it is. You got to move quick. So, people, you got two slots left. The issue number 8 is Mother's Day issue. Well, it's not necessarily Mother's Day issue. It's a celebration of women issue. But this is the month of Mother's Day, band. That's how they did it. So, there you go. Issue number 9 is the Fun the Sun issue. And Fun the Sun is celebrating the start of summer. Ooh, yes, yes, yes. Summer, I love
it. Two of my favorite seasons, back-to-back, spring and summer.
And Fun the Sun celebrates the start of summer. And basically, you want to convey summer, man. Preferably, if you're going to submit for this, try to do outside shoots
so that, you know, we can see, we can really feel the sense of our shoots, please. That would get the idea off the bill. And right now, if people always try to submit for that, there are six slots total, two already taken over. And so that's 4. Now, that one is going to be 2 covers. So for now, we're going to do 2 covers on each one. 2 covers. That one's going to be the guy's going to be on the front cover. We haven't done the guy cover yet. So big up to the guys, models, realizing that we never said you couldn't be in the magazine. So there's going to be a guy cover in the front, and then the back is going to be a female cover. So, you know, that's still up for grabs. We're going to grab it. We don't know yet. We're going to see. And then issue number 10. That and the one I just mentioned, that's due May 20th. Issue number 10 is due June 20th. That one is the red, white, and blue issue. So let me go ahead and be nosy. Which one you about to try to aim for?
That's gonna be a surprise. I can't tell.
I can't tell.
That'll be a secret.
All right. And see, I like it too because you got your tattoo. I was like, people got like the whole point of magazines to give is to really let people see that, hey, yeah, people have done tattoo magazines, but I haven't really seen yet. No one in the industry is doing body art as a whole. And we do it in such a way, we do themes and stuff so you get concepts and stuff every month. So it feels like urban meets art. And that's what we're trying to bring back to it, man. Y'all know I've always been here, but I do, and that's why we're going to keep doing it. All right, so Dallas, let them know, how can they find you, or as we say in the show, how can they stalk you?
How can they stalk me?
We call us, because you're new to the concept, because every time the people have heard the show before, they hear, they're like, what does that mean? When we say stalking, anybody can just follow you on Twitter. Anybody can just follow you on Facebook. But when you think of a stalker is a person that watches your every move. And they watch your every move because if you caught their eye, they're going to follow every move you do. In this case, it don't mean the creepy type of stalker. It's a clever way of playing off of it, meaning it's somebody that's not. That means it's people that's actually loyally following what you do. But that being said, how can people stalk you?
How can people stalk me?
Yeah, so what's your Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff?
All right, so basically, my Twitter, y'all can hit me up on Twitter at Lachey_Tierra on Twitter. And on Facebook, y'all can hit me up at Tierra Lachey Flawless Hill. Or if you can't hit me up on Facebook, you know, if you're mutual friends with someone or something, you know, I'll find a way to add you. Or just hit me up and let me know that you've been trying to add me on Facebook. You know, just hit me on Twitter and let me know so I will be able to add you guys so you can keep follow up on my work and what I'm doing and how I'm progressing.
All right. Here y'all go, man, just like that. Shoot, man, we rolling on out, y'all. Before we roll on out, I'm going to give y'all the public service announcement. We give y'all every Wednesday. And on every hump day, we tell you, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly.
All right, y'all. You listen to another episode of Life That Does Live
with your boy, Sadie J, with our special guest, Dallas, in the building. Remember, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to another episode of Life That Does Live with your boy, Sadie J. We'll see y'all, man, tomorrow's show. Check it out. Last show of the week, you know, Monday through Thursday. And I got some surprises in my sleeve because next month we're going to add another show to the mix on another day. So y'all got to stay tuned for that. And we will find out about that later in the month. All right, y'all. We rolling on out. Peace.